before I started the procedures to entering the classroom, it was kind of a free-for-all. Students came in at different times. So we created one procedure. We talked about it as a class. What would help us come into the room and start strong? I realized that a lot of students were ill-prepared for class, and that was creating at least a five-minute gap. At the beginning of class, I need paper, I need pencils, I need this, I need that. Classroom notebooks became an everyday, every year thing. Those notebooks never left the classroom. So there was no losing our work or forgetting it at home or no dogs eating it, because they had that classroom notebook that provided them paper, that provided them any notes that we had taken weeks before. There was always a space in which each class put their notebooks. Their notebooks were labeled on the outside of the notebook so that they knew, this is my notebook right away. They were always color-coded so that each student knew which color was theirs. At the very beginning of the year, we take the first 2 weeks really hammering in, practicing the procedures of the classroom so that they understand how it's going to work going forward. When they come in and the bell rings, I start the day over again. We all go back outside. We practice, and this sounds crazy as a high school teacher, but we practice coming into the room. What does that look like? Going to the front desk, grabbing your notebook, sitting down, starting your warm up. If we're using computers that day, how do we get the computers? At the beginning of the year, I'll assign them a numbered computer. They will go up. Number one goes first. They sit down. Number two goes. Then we practice putting them back. Even if we haven't used the computers yet, we're just practicing that routine. I've had several students by the end of their 2 years with me or their 4 years in high school come to me and tell me, those first few weeks or that first quarter, I really hated you because you were so annoying. You were doing too much, whatever, because I would practice those routines. But then at the end of those 2 years or 4 years, they'll come to me and say, I really appreciated that. It really made me understand what I was going to do every day. It really helped me to know what to expect from you. They were all things that were super annoying for them at the beginning of the year, but then after that first quarter really helped the classroom learning to flow, whether it was 45 minutes or an hour and a half for that class time, they knew how to accomplish what they needed to do. It sounds very elementary, but procedures and routines don't change just because kids get older. In fact, those procedures and routines should continue so that they have some kind of predictability as the expectations that they're going to have to follow. Again, it sounds very elementary, but after those first 2 weeks, kids came in quietly, they grabbed their notebook, they opened it up to the left side page, and they started their warm-up. If they didn't have a pencil, they weren't asking their neighbor or asking me, they weren't asking to sharpen. They knew they had that 5 minute window to come in, grab a pencil from the back, that was their pencil forever, and sharpen it and get started on their warm-up.